Ever get that feeling there's more going on with someone than what you just see, like a certain energy, maybe?
Oh, absolutely. A vibe, you might call it.
Exactly. And today we're diving into something that tries to capture exactly that. Aura photography. Taking pictures of those unseen energies.
That's right. We're looking at material from Universal Gifts in Hudson. They talk about aura photography as a way to see past the physical, you know, to actually get a snapshot of someone's energy field, their aura.
So our mission for this deep dive is pretty clear then. We want to unpack this whole world of colorful images. We'll look at like what aura photography claims to be, its history, which sounds pretty interesting. Touch on this bioenergetics idea, energy in living thing.
Yep, the science bit, so to speak.
And definitely decode those colors. What do they mean? And how do chakras fit in? The goal is for you, listening, to get a solid grasp of aura photography and what people make of these, frankly, quite striking photos.
Okay, let's start right at the core. Our source, this material from Universal Gifts, defines aura photography as, well, a way to visually represent that energy field, the aura.
Going beyond just...
skin deep.
Exactly. Tapping into maybe emotional, even spiritual aspects of a person. That's the claim.
Okay, let's clarify though. What exactly are these auras we're talking about?
Good question. The source describes them as these subtle energy fields, supposedly surrounding all living things.
Okay.
And they're believed to reflect quite a lot of emotional health, personality traits, maybe even your physical state.
Right.
But as the source points out, how people actually perceive these or interpret them, well, that can vary quite a bit. It's not like everyone agrees on the details.
You know, it feels like this concept, an energy field around us, isn't exactly brand new, is it? It sounds like.
Oh, definitely not new. It has really deep roots. Our source mentions ancient Greek and Indian philosophies that talked about these kinds of energy fields. The word aura itself is Greek, meaning something like breeze or atmosphere. Huh, breeze. That's quite evocative. So how did we get from ancient philosophy to, well, trying to take a picture of it? That seems like a big jump.
It is. And this is where Semyon Kurlian and his wife, Valentina, come in. Russian scientists back in the 1930s.
Kurlian. Like Kurlian photography. I've heard of that.
That's the one. The text credits them with developing the technique. They believed it could capture energy coming off living things.
And they used, what, high-frequency electrical fields or something? Sounds pretty intense.
It does, yeah. They used this high-frequency field, and it created images showing a kind of glow around objects. Living things, but inanimate objects, too, apparently.
And these had colors?
Vivid colors, dynamic patterns, according to the description. Their work really got the ball rolling on trying to visualize these subtle energies.
Okay, so the 30s were the start. But then the source mentions the 1970s as being important, too.
Yes, definitely. The 70s saw this huge surge of interest in, you know, metaphysical ideas, energy healing, that whole area.
Right, the New Age movement and all that.
Exactly. And that interest kind of pushed the technology forward.
Right.
People developed new techniques, better equipment. Digital imaging started coming in.
Ah, so moving beyond just the original Kurlian method.
Right. Allowing for more detail in the aura photos.
Right.
Today, as the source explains it, it's usually specialized cameras plus software working together to capture and interpret the energy.
Okay, so we get these pictures full of color, but what are we supposed to see in them? It's not just random colors, presumably.
No, definitely not random according to the practitioners. The text says the colors are interpreted based on traditional meanings linked to emotions or personality.
Like, give us some examples.
Okay, so vibrant blue might suggest calmness, good communication. Red could be passion, but maybe also anger, intense feelings.
Okay.
Bright yellow is often linked with joy.
Mm-hmm.
A murky gray, maybe sadness or fatigue. It's presented as a kind of visual language for your inner state.
Interesting. And the source mentions something about a scientific angle, bioenergetics.
Yes, bioenergetics. It's the study of how energy flows and changes in living systems. The idea is exploring how that energy interacts with the body, and if it can be photographed.
But how accepted is that, scientifically speaking?
Well, the text acknowledges there are different perspectives. Bioenergetics itself is a field, but the specific claims of aura photography, let's just say they aren't universally accepted in mainstream science. There's definitely skepticism.
Right.
But practitioners and proponents see it as a valid way to explore that link between, say, your emotional state and the energy you might be putting out.
So it sounds like the source presents it less as hard science, more as a tool for self-discovery, a personal insight thing.
That's exactly the framing. It talks about gaining valuable insights into our health and well-being by understanding how emotions might show up in this energy field. A journey, they call it.
All right, let's get practical then. We know the history, the color ideas. How does the actual photo session work? How do you get the picture?
Okay, so the source explains you use a specialized camera. This camera is designed to measure the electromagnetic energy coming off your body.
Electromagnetic energy. Okay.
And then it translates that data, that energy reading, into the colorful image you see, the aura photo.
And you mentioned biofeedback sensors earlier. Are they part of the camera?
Yes. Often they're integrated. These sensors are supposed to detect subtle energy level changes in your body.
So what's the process like for the person?
Usually you just sit still in front of this camera setup. While the photo is being taken, the sensors are picking up on your energy levels right then and there.
And the colors that show up depend on what the sensors detect?
Precisely. That's why each photo is said to be unique to that person at that specific moment. It's a snapshot of their current energy state, according to the theory.
Okay, got it. So you get your photo, it's colorful, it's unique. But the source seemed to say that's just step one, right? The interpretation is really important.
Absolutely crucial. The text really stresses this. It's not just looking at a pretty pattern. It's about trying to understand what those colors might be saying about you emotionally, mentally, maybe spiritually.
So digging into the meanings we talked about earlier.
Right. And the source mentions that patterns, shapes, even how intense the colors are, can add more layers to the interpretation. It's not just blue means calm, full stop.
And does someone help you figure this out, like the person who took the photo?
Usually, yes. The practitioner often provides feedback, gives context based on their understanding of the system. But interestingly, the source also advises you to trust your own intuition.
Ah, so it's a bit subjective, a collaboration.
It seems so, combining the practitioner's knowledge with your own feelings about what resonates.
Now, here's something that jumped out at me, chakras. The source says aura photography can capture the 7 major chakras. What's the connection there?
Okay, so chakras, in traditions like Hinduism and yoga, are thought of as energy centers in the body. There are 7 main ones along the spine, each linked to different aspects of well-being, physical, emotional, spiritual.
Right, I've heard of them.
So the claim in the source material is that aura photography can show which of these chakras might be, say, more open and flowing or maybe more blocked or closed off.
And that tells you what?
Potentially areas you might need to pay attention to, where your energy isn't flowing optimally perhaps, suggesting areas for personal work or focus. To find more balance.
Balance. That sounds key. The source mentions showing how our energies are being used, maybe related to yin and yang.
Exactly. It briefly touches on yin and yang, those ancient Chinese concepts of complementary forces, like passive active, dark light. The idea is that the photo might show imbalances in these energies within you.
And the goal is harmony.
Pretty much. Helping you understand where you might be out of balance and guiding you towards, well, a more harmonious state.
Okay, so pulling it all together. What are the main takeaways? What are the supposed benefits of doing this?
Well, according to the source, a big one is self-awareness. Mm. Just seeing this visual representation can make you feel more in tune with oneself.
Like holding up an energetic mirror.
Kind of, yeah. It's described as a reflective tool, something that can highlight your strengths, but also areas that might need a bit more attention or work.
And does it go beyond just awareness? Does the source suggest it can help with like healing or growth?
It hints at that, yes. Mm-hmm. The idea is that understanding your aura colors, the chakras, the energy flow, it gives you information you can potentially use.
How so?
By consciously working towards balancing those energies, maybe focusing on areas linked to certain colors or blocked chakras. The potential outcome, as presented, is improved emotional states, better overall well-being. It's framed as a tool for active personal development.
Right. So as we wrap up this deep dive, the picture that emerges, pardon the pun, is that aura photography is presented as more than just a novelty snapshot.
Definitely. It's positioned as this unique method for visualizing subtle energy, potentially opening a door to knowing yourself a bit better.
A pathway to self-discovery, using color and energy as the guide.
That's the essence of it, based on our source material. Whether someone comes to it out of pure curiosity, or because they're actively seeking personal growth or a different view on their own well-being.
Mm-hmm.
The suggestion is that this innovative art form, as they call it, could offer some profound insights.
It really does make you think, doesn't it? Could seeing our subtle energies actually give us a totally new way to think about our health, our mood, how we connect with others?
It's a fascinating question.
And it makes you wonder, What other invisible things might be influencing us day to day that we just don't have the tools to see or understand yet? Definitely some food for thought there.